Today, we're talking about marriage, the origins of marriage, how patriarchy is intertwined with that, and so much more. So we're going to get right into it, and I don't want to waste any time. I think a lot of people go into marriage believing that it's going to be one way, when in actuality, it's entirely different. And a lot of that, I believe, to be because we don't know enough about and or have not self-studied the origins of marriage, how patriarchy has controlled marriage, and how women specifically can make better, more well-informed decisions about marriage. And I want to share my screen so we can get right into it. And we will start with what marriage is, y'all. This is from an article at theweek.com. And the best available evidence suggests that marriage is about 4,300 years old. And for thousands of years before that, most anthropologists believe families consisted of loosely organized groups of as many as 30 people, with several male leaders, multiple women shared by them, and children. As hunter-gatherers settled down into agrarian civilizations, society had a need for more stable arrangements. The first recorded evidence of marriage ceremonies uniting one woman and one man dates from 2350 BC in Mesopotamia. Over the next several hundred years, marriage evolved into a widespread institution of embraced by the ancient Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans. But back then, marriage had little to do with love or with religion. And I'm going to go down a little bit more. So what was marriage about? Marriage's primary purpose was to bind women to men and thus guarantee that a man's children were truly his biological heirs. Through marriage, a woman became a man's property. In the betrothal ceremony of ancient Greece, a father would hand over his daughter with these words: "I pledge my daughter for the purpose of producing legitimate offspring." Among the ancient Hebrews, men were free to take several wives. Married Greeks and Romans were free to satisfy their sexual urges with concubines, prostitutes, and even teenage male lovers, while their wives required to stay at home and tend to the household. If wives failed to produce offspring, their husbands could give them back and marry someone else. So we can already see the patriarchal indoctrination in the institution of marriage and how, even in its origins, marriage was created for men and for the sole benefit of men. So let's go over here to patriarchy and let's define what patriarchy is according to the scholars. I'm going to read, this particular website, ScienceDirect.com, has many publications talking about patriarchy and its sites. The authors and such. So here, we're going to start here. Patriarchy was traditionally defined or refers to a system of social relations in which there is gender inequality between socially defined men and women. This system of inequitable social relations is embedded in the political, social, cultural, and economic institutions of a society, as well as in through private domestic relations. In these systems of gender inequality, women find themselves disadvantaged in various ways within social relations and organization. In patriarchal societies, women are collectively excluded from political, social, and economic positions of power. Women find themselves paid less well for work and equal value, and women are more likely to experience poverty and unequal access to resources, goods, and services. While individual women may experience success in various spheres, women as a distinctive social group are generally disadvantaged in these ways. The second paragraph reads, earlier sociological and political definitions of patriarchy focused on domestic social relations organized around the law of the father and social control that men as heads of households have over their wives and daughters. Within feminist scholarship, patriarchy has been understood more broadly as a system in which men as a group are constructed as superior to women as a group and as such have authority over them. In some instances, scholars have distinguished between paternal patriarchy to refer to forms of private household organization run by the father and fraternal patriarchy to refer to the domination of women in public civil society. For geographers, this distinction mirrors the division between private domestic space and public social space. More generally, patriarchy is conceived of as a broadly based system of social, legal, economic, political, and cultural structures and practices which position men as a dominant social group and as able to marginalize and exploit women. Third paragraph. Scholarly research suggests that current Western forms of patriarchal relations are constituted within Western notions of modern science that emerged during the Enlightenment. The notion that science is a universal value-free system for producing knowledge and acting as a liberating force for humanity is critiqued as a system that excluded women from that emancipatory project. So that is just a brief explanation of patriarchy. I think what I'm seeing online in articles on platforms with women deciding not to get married, opting out of marriage, and some men doing the same, but mostly women opting out of marriage because we have freedom, we have rights, we have careers, we have businesses now. And it's important that if you are someone seeking marriage and wanting to be married, and you are dating men, to know the realities of marriage and know what you're going to get into should you choose to get married and or find a partner first. And we have been painted this Disney fairy tale picture for many years. And it's only been since the almost mid 70s that women have even been allowed to have their own bank accounts. So we're talking about just about 50 years of having that right, where before our father or husband were in control, complete control of the finances, and you couldn't take a dime out without his giving signage to it verbally and or physically. And so people can say what they want about the amount of privileges that we have now as a society and as women. But the truth of the matter is, for us women, we have not had the amount of freedom that men have had over the last couple hundred years. We just haven't. And it has only been in the last 100 years that a large group of women have been able to decide for themselves what their life was going to look like. And at one point, we also know that our white counterparts weren't even allowed to go into the workforce. Whereas Black women in America, we always had to be a part of the workforce after the emancipation of our ancestors and such, and having the freedom of no longer being slaves. Black women have never been afforded the ability to just live freely in America as we know it today. Marriage is hard, y'all. If you are married, let me know how you feel about it in the comments. Share your experience, please. This is a safe space for women. I will not tolerate any disrespect from males or men who choose to come on and give their commentary in the comments. So you will get ignored. But ladies, I want to hear from you in the comments by email and or text message. Let me know how your experience has been thus far with marriage. So let me share this video with you guys. It came out 2 years ago. And you may have seen the clip circulating on social media recently. It's amazing how things go viral, you know, years after the original content was created. So let me play this part of the video for you guys so that you can get an understanding as a woman how fundamentally, biologically different we are from men and why this is important when you're dealing with men in relationships and or you want to be married. Even if you don't want any of those things, it's important to know the biological differences so that when you are in spaces with men, you know how you need to operate and you can better understand what's happening. And two, I'll say this before I play the video. Women, science has also found that women are more emotionally intelligent. Okay, and the neuroscientist gonna talk about that too. So let's have a gander. Let's have a look at the vid. Y'all gonna like this video if you haven't seen it yet.
Published a study of 46,000 scans looking at male brains versus female brains. And it's like we're not even the same species.
Right.
It's their brains were so much busier than male brains. And generally, they're healthier because they have more estrogen and they don't do quite the toxic things that male brains do.
Is that because they can develop a consequence, things like that, that they can understand consequence more than male brain, you know, the development of that thing is all part of it?
The prefrontal cortex.
Right.
Their prefrontal cortex was way more active.
Right.
Which actually, why females make good leaders, their executive brain, their frontal lobes, much more active than male brains, so they're often better at forethought, decision-making, and collaboration.
Mm.
And empathy. And guys struggle with that. And then if you hit a lot of soccer balls with your head, you really struggle with it. Not consciously.
So we're kind of almost like fighting different battles as men and women in the world. You know, we've got a different set of cards that we're starting from. And is that an evolutionary developed thing?
Well, it's either God's cool trick or evolution. You know, why is the female brain, their limbic brain is bigger than the male brain? Because their primary caretaker is estrogen.
Mm. Yeah. So it's almost like as men, we have to work a bit harder to get access to some of those things that come a bit more naturally to women, and probably vice versa, you know? We kind of have to know where we are not.
Exactly.
This kind of primary idea of someone going out and doing these things and being the breadwinner, or, you know, as these things are changing, I think we've got to work out how the brain is operating so that we can then kind of work out how to rewire this thing, you know. So I'm interested in knowing how to be more in control of that, because I feel I'm very competitive and things like that, and I'm in that kind of very, I'm trying to get more control over that stuff so that I can be a better member of society, because it's clear that this being compulsive, being that, you know, is now, it's, there are huge consequences to that now in a way that there weren't before for men, I think, you know, in some way.
Last 10, 15 years.
Right.
It's changed dramatically.
It's no good, like, labeling it morally bad. You know, it's like, okay, this.
Okay, now they're just trying to justify their bad behavior and lack of self-governance. And so y'all get the idea. I'll have this video linked in the description so that you guys can watch it on your own free time. This is one of the best visuals I've seen. Break everything down as far as right and brain functions, the feminine and the masculine, the yin and the yang. Duality, okay? Duality, y'all. That's what you need to remember, that we as women are dual creatures. Every human being has the ability to do so. It is just innately easier for women to do it. Okay. So the right brain functions of the female: casual, free, intuitive, creative, visual, nonverbal, imaginative, emotional, holistic, divergent, subjective, random, simultaneous, adventuresome, spatial, sensory, whole picture, sees the whole big picture of things, synthetic, relational, left hand, control. The left masculine side of the brain: logical, systematic, factual words, verbal, propositional, rational, linear, convergent, objective, sequential, successive, cautious, digital, abstract, symbolic, parts, analytic, right hand control. Okay. So again, every human has the ability to tap into the right and left sides of the brain, but men typically operate more from the left side, and women typically operate from more of the right side of the brain. Hey y'all, push that follow button on Apple iTunes and or Spotify, and while you're there, leave us a review in that little box, okay? We appreciate you. It helps the show and to be discovered more easily, okay? Because we can't do this thing called life alone, y'all. We appreciate you, family. Now let's get to the episode, okay? So based on the video and the information and knowledge that the neuroscientists shared with us, okay, so graciously shared with us, is one of the reasons, I believe, the root cause of marriages and divorce rates for women specifically being 70% of the initiators of divorce in America. Because we are so biologically and fundamentally different, living in a marriage or a long-term relationship with a man, it just becomes too much. We can see why it would be difficult. We do not think the same. Okay, even though we have the ability to jump back and forth, you know, we do not think the same. We do not see and perceive the world the same most of the time. And men have this thing that they wish to conquer women. They wish to always be superior to women instead of being in partnership. And the thing that gets me too is that a lot of men have this notion or idea that they are superior to women, yet they are not the portal to life. And so if women globally, in a massive amount of women, stop having children, then what? Tell me how you then become more superior to mother, and especially to the Black woman, who is the mother of all civilization as we know it. Okay? And then I believe that because of these differences, especially the male ego, can oftentimes make him a terrible partner because he cannot see beyond his own desires. He cannot see beyond and understand the emotionally expressive, verbally expressive way that a woman communicates. Men are emotionally reactive. And this is why the domestic violence rates are so high. This is why 1 in 6 women in America have experienced attempted or completed sexual assault. And we're not even going to get into the amount of women who don't even report it. Okay? 1 in 6 people, y'all. 1 in 6 women. And so if you're talking about wanting to be married or you are already in a marriage, the only way to cure the issue and or dissolve the frustrations and pressures of that relationship is to understand the root cause. And so if you want to be married or you are already married and you're having trouble with your partner, maybe you need to study some of these biological information so that you can better understand what's happening. And then tap in with a therapist. Because there is a reason why 70% of women initiate divorces. And then secondly, most times men don't leave as often as women do. They'll stay in marriages for the benefits that woman provides to him. And because of course, money, doesn't want to pay alimony, doesn't want to pay child support, et cetera, et cetera. The institution of marriage was never meant to benefit the woman, as we've seen. Okay. And because of these fundamental biological differences and the information that's now available to us on a global scale, I can see why a lot of women are decentering men. I can understand why a lot of women are living child-free. I can understand why many couples, married or not, will stay in long-term relationships but not go on to have children. Because it's hard enough trying to deal with one another. Then you're adding other human life to that. Makes it more difficult. And a lot of us are products of dysfunctional families, okay? Or you might be in a dysfunctional family right now. One of the things that we must discuss and address also is how marriage disconnects women from her community and her village. Women will get into relationships, even in the dating phases, and because she wants to get to know this person, she wants to get to know this man, she's not hanging out with her friends as much. She's not hanging out with her colleagues as much. She may not see her parents and sisters and brothers as often, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you're talking about being in marriage and or you are married like myself, that is the reality of it. Because when you're trying to get to know someone, you have to spend time with them. And it's hard to find balance because once those endorphins start to kick in when we date someone and we're in the romanticized phase of the relationship in a very early 3 to 6 month time frame, right? And usually after 6 months. Well, let's see, for me, it was after 6 months before you start to see that person for who they are. It takes a long time. It takes a long time to get to know people, y'all. And so as women, we lose community. We often give up our careers and business endeavors or business dreams. And we, of course, bear the brunt of the domesticated parts of being in relationships and marriage. And while men are often celebrated for doing those things, we are not. And half of us can't even get a damn dime out of this man. And he holds his money tighter than he does his penis in his pants. He'll go out there and spend money and time on cheating on his wife with all these other women, spending money on all these other women, and won't give her a dime or get mad at her for going to Target and buying something for herself. She can't even get a damn Gucci bag out of him. The reality of life and marriage and us as a human species is just effed up. We got it all wrong, y'all. And we have been indoctrinated for thousands of years. You know, women have done some incredible things in history thousands of years ago and even in the last 100 years. But how long did it take us to get to the point of appreciating what those women have done? How long did it take for men to appreciate and not continually steal the ideas and the resources of women? And oftentimes you'll hear that some of the greatest, so-called greatest forefathers and presidents and male CEOs, you'll often hear that their wives were the backbone to their creation. This particular video is a little bit more all over the place than I had outlined on my tablet, so forgive me. But I had a little gummy, so I just started going off. If you are going to get married, if you wish to be married, please, for the love of God, self-reflect. And also understand and know that penis is a weapon, okay? Men use it to control you. And I've made plenty of mistakes in dating and relationships, not fully thinking things through, and which is why I'm also against getting married young in your 20s. The prefrontal cortex of the brain, which is the part that helps us make good decisions, it ain't developed till 25, y'all. Okay, it's not developed till 25, at least, very minimum. And I think this is a lot of why people are waiting longer to enter marriage now, especially because they have given themselves the opportunity to evolve, grow, and change alone, without children, some with children, and to do it kind of peacefully, so to speak. Because when you think about trying to grow into the person you want to be, and relationships are distracting, okay? I need y'all to know this, especially for women. Relationships are a distraction. They are not meant to move you closer to your life's purpose. And for many hundreds of years, women have been told their only purpose is to bear children, support her man's dreams, goals, etc. Okay, I don't want cleaning as no hobby, but there's a few TikTok accounts that I like where the women clean and they're really good at it. So no shade to them, but you got to decide for yourself that you are more than marriage, relationships, male validation, and trying to be somebody's wife or somebody's mama. There is so much more to life that you can do, that you can center yourself and fulfill your life's purpose. Women have a level of freedom today that they never had, that they haven't had in a long time. And so this is why we are seeing a shift in dynamics in relationships and how women are dealing with it, young and old. And I think it's going to continue to progress in the direction that it's going. And either men will have to learn how to be more emotionally intelligent quicker, faster, and earlier in life, and they're just going to end up having to be alone. I'm not an unhappily married woman, and it's because I do a lot of self-reflection. There have been moments where I have centered the family life, especially when I was a stay-at-home mom full-time before my son started school last year. It was a really hard time for me, and it was very eye-opening. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about who I wanted to be, because we change and we evolve, y'all. We are in an age of Aquarius, y'all. Women are no longer settling for the bare minimum. And that which she depended on a man to do for her before, she is now doing it herself. And so tell me, what good is it being in a relationship with a person who can't even communicate with you properly? Who neuroscientists also say, tune out when you begin talking. Men literally tune out. They cannot help it. It's a biological behavior. They literally tune us out when we get to talking. It takes an incredibly emotionally intelligent man to listen to understand and not listen to respond and allow his ego to do the talking. It is incredibly difficult for men to be there. Why? This is not about finding the right person. This is about making wise, good decisions for ourselves. Okay, we don't need to be out here giving our body away to multiple different people. And especially not using condoms, especially not getting tested before we give our body to these people. Like that whole sexual liberation movement, it's for the birds. STDs still exist, y'all. Okay, STDs still exist. But y'all let me know in the comments what your experiences have been, how you feel about it. You could do the Oprah and Stedman thing. You can do the Rihanna and her baby daddy thing, you know. Or you could just decenter men altogether and live child free. Or you can be with someone long term, get married, and live child free. It's a lot of pressure on men and women when they're living together under the union of marriage and or long term companionship. It is very stressful. And unfortunately, to find an emotionally intelligent man who will respect you fully and understand you fully in order to love on you better is a needle in a damn haystack, y'all. It really is. And most people who have been married, you know, 5+ years, 10 years plus, have been through a lot of changes. And in the sense of coming from a woman's perspective, a lot of these men just ain't capable of love.
Men are incapable of love. That's right, I said they are not capable of love. Everything in the entire universe has a system and a structure to it. Your schooling, how you run your house, your job, atoms, your sales, your recipes, the highways, police department, anything you think of in this universe, including the solar system and the galaxies, they all have a system and a structure to it. But the only thing in this world that does not have a system or a structure is this concept that you call love, that you literally base everything in your life off of.
Love is not a feeling. Love is a set of attributes, okay? I need people to understand that. It's a set of attributes. It's not a feeling. Again, y'all let me know how y'all feel about it in the comments about marriage. What has been your experiences? Are you living child-free? Are you decentering men? What are you doing? Let me know, okay? It's been your Around the Way Evolving-ish Sis Monique, and I'll see you in the next one.